So just to get our audience up to speed, you're the former executive director of the Greencastle Putnam County Development Center, correct?
Correct.
And you're the Democratic candidate in November, taking over the reins from Sue Murray.
Sue Murray, that's correct.
But you've been in Greencastle for a while, so even though you're a new mayor, you're not new to Greencastle.
No, that's correct. My wife and I, our family has lived in Greencastle since 1983. Turns out I kind of married into the DePauw family. Her mother and several aunts and uncles are all DePauw grads. In fact, her grandparents were still alive when we first came to Greencastle in 1983.
Tell us about the first 3 months on the job. What's it like to be mayor of Greencastle?
Well, I think anybody who enters this endeavor, it's like drinking out of a fire hose. There's a lot to do, looking at projects that are continuing from the previous administration under Sue Murray that we need to finish up, working with budgets to, you know, we got our budget finalized by the state and had to make a few adjustments to that, working with our department heads on capital improvements to be scheduled for this summer, and then more mundane things like people coming and going in the departments as they pursue other opportunities, and then recruiting new employees to fill those positions so that we can remain at full strength to serve our community.
Remind us a little bit of your campaign promises and how you're now, and I know it's still early, we're only about 3 months into your term, but how you plan to take those campaign promises right now that you're in office and start acting on those?
Several things. The first one is to finish up some of the projects that Sue had started and make sure we get those done, such as the Stellar Communities Project. The other, in terms of being fiscally responsible, make sure that as a new mayor coming in, I encourage my department heads to work within their budgets. We try to get the best bang for the buck out of the resources that we have, and that can be in big ways or small ways, but for example, our cemetery department is going to be purchasing some new lawnmowers, pretty mundane work of city government. They trade in some older lawnmowers, so perhaps this year, instead of trading those in, are there other departments that might want to purchase those mowers from the cemetery department to use in their own department, so we get a few more years out of them. Sometimes it's just mundane things like that, just good work of business. So those are some examples of following through. And then working on making Greencastle as welcoming as possible, working with our chamber. We're going to have a new tourism director coming up in the next few months as they complete their hiring process, getting my replacement up to speed with all the things that are going on around town and things of that nature as well.
You know, a major part of Greencastle is DePauw University. The former School of Music Dean Mark McCoy is now president, and he uses the term communiversity.
Yes.
He even used that during a story we did back when the music school opened up Music on the Square. Have you had a chance to really sit down and talk to him about both of your visions and how the university and city can move together?
Dr. McCoy and I will be getting together shortly, but I've had the pleasure of working with him on several projects, including our America's Best Communities work that was done over the last couple years. Worked with him on some downtown issues as well. So I'm looking forward to working with him and coordinating. One of the first things I did was set up a regular meeting with Brad Kelsheimer, who's the Vice President of Finance at DePauw. So we're meeting now twice a month to share information and look at potential projects that we might partner on. And he is working to set up a meeting with Dr. McCoy. It's fortunate, you know, I've worked with him, so I'm looking forward to continuing that relationship as he moves into his new position.
Something we talked about many times here with former Mayor Murray was the city water, and was surprised to see that Rob Lovell left.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed him for a few of the stories
right.
that we've done, too. Where is the city in replacing the water department's top position?
Well, we have a great water department. Currently, we've just finished up some major improvements to our water plant. We're doing some punch list items now and getting that all squared away. That was started under Mayor Murray, and for the most part, it was done except for, you know, kind of closeout items as I came into office. So I appreciate her efforts in that regard. Rob decided to pursue another opportunity. So in the meantime, I've asked my assistant superintendent in the water department and my assistant superintendent in the wastewater department, and then we have a person that kind of handles a lot of the technical information technology items, to serve as a three-person management team of the water and sewer departments. And so far that's working out pretty well. We are looking at engaging a firm to help us really evaluate the operations of both our water and wastewater departments on three levels. One, kind of staffing and personnel, because one of the things that we also need to look at is not only potentially replacing Rob's position as a utility superintendent, whether we want to continue with that or have separate superintendents for each utility. It's been done both ways here in the past, but we want to look at staffing and then developing career paths because of the licensing that is required for both water and wastewater. We also want to look at what capital improvements we have coming up. And then the third area is because of these utilities require IDEM permits and following certain procedures, we want to make sure that we're in compliance with all of those activities going forward. We have been. We've done some updates in our laboratory at the wastewater treatment plant because there have been some changing standards there. And so we just want to make sure to take a look at what might be coming at us in the future and to make sure we're prepared for that. So it's a good time. With Rob's departure, it's a good time. And some of the groundwork for this was laid for us by Mayor Murray, and I think we want to continue with that.
You mentioned the Stellar grant, which is somewhat, I would assume, now in its final stages.
Yes.
Where are you guys now in that?
We are entering our final stages. The three major street projects are complete, and we're closing out the paperwork on the last one of Vine Street. Our parking lot projects are complete. We're working on the phase two of facades downtown. And fortunately, it's been a mild winter, so the contractor has been able to make some substantial progress. And now that the weather is warming up, we'll be able to do exterior painting and things like that that we could not do during the colder weather. One project that was part of Stellar, NDOT has asked us to push out to 2018, and that was a bike trail element along our southern highway. And because of scheduling issues and some other things, NDOT has asked us to delay that. The money is still in place. We're hoping that maybe it would get bounced up into 2017 schedule, but we'll, you know, see what happens there and working with NDOT.
But the exciting part is that most is done and is seeming to pay off. What are you seeing now in terms of all of these millions of dollars in downtown revitalization? How is that starting to pay off?
We're starting to see some new businesses open downtown. We have a women's clothing store that's opened adjacent to campus, just north of the Inn at DePauw. Another small gift store opening with some handmade products on Indiana Street. We have another business, Tap House 24, coming in. There'll be a restaurant and feature a wide variety of regional and beers brewed in the state of Indiana. We have Wasser Beer coming in on the just a little bit east of the square. They're under full construction and chomping at the bit so that they can start brewing some beer in preparation for their opening later this spring, early summer. We've also had some other businesses. We have a new title agency coming in just off the square. The university has made arrangements to bring in a new operator at our local cinema, and I've heard good things about that in terms of just ratcheting up what's going on there in terms of customer service and things of that nature. So some exciting things. We're pursuing some other opportunities that I'm not at liberty to discuss today, but we'll certainly include you on our press release when those come to fruition.
And this is all good stuff. It's part of the plan. What are some of the things, you know, there's always those growing pains too, and maybe the first thing that comes to my mind is parking. Are you looking ahead to what, to those kind of growing pain situations?
Actually, our investment in some additional parking lots has paid off. One of the lots, which we affectionately call the Moose Lot here in Greencastle, which is just west of the square, we work with our local Moose Lodge, and We're already seeing some of the people that work downtown, instead of parking on the square, you know, they're parking in these off-street lots, which is really what they've been designed for, is long-term parking to free up some of the street parking for people coming and going.
Also, this is the week that legislature is wrapping up in Indianapolis. How would you grade this year's legislative session?
It's always an adventure. I haven't had a chance to review all the bills yet. One of the tools we use here in Greencastle is tax increment financing. Fortunately, there was no major issue relative to that tool. There's some effort to consolidate the local option income taxes. I don't know what the dust is going to happen there. I think one of the good things that happened is the freeing up of some of our reserves of our local option income taxes to improve roads here in the community. That'll be a big benefit. IAC just released some estimates of what that could mean for Greencastle. It looks like under Senate Enrolled Act 67, we will receive roughly about $600,000 for road improvements, of which 75% we can target right away. 25% has to be put in our rainy day fund. The county will receive about $1 million. I haven't seen the legislation yet on the new NDOT local road grants. Received some cursory information on that. So what we may do is save up our Senate Enrolled Act 67 distribution and see if we can leverage some additional dollars to bring into the community and provide benefits to our residents and our businesses.
Last question, now that you've been mayor 3 months, what are some of the biggest challenges that you see coming ahead?
Well, probably the biggest challenge for me, previously serving as economic development director, I was a staff of one or two, and here we have a staff of about 80 employees, and then that ramps up quite a bit in the summer with summer employees. And so the human resources aspect of the position is new and challenging. Fortunately, our city attorney has some experience in that arena, and she's been most helpful. And we do have a great team of department heads. Most of the department heads decided that they were willing to stay, so they've been reappointed. We do have a new fire chief because our previous fire chief decided to retire, but he's still helping out the fire department. But for the most part, our other leadership has remained in place, and we've got a great team, and they're willing to work hard, and they've got great people working for them. So that's been a help. But you still have normal turnover, people pursuing better opportunities and backfilling those positions, working with our team to get good people has been a bit of a challenge. And we're not unlike any other employer. Here in Indiana right now, we've had a great run after the recession, and so the labor market is a little tight.
Anything else I'm missing?
Sure, we've got some other great news on the industrial area. Two of our companies, Ascena Retail Group and Chiota USA, are working on expansions as we speak. They've both got their space enclosed and are installing equipment. And then City Council this past week made preliminary approval for a request for local property tax abatement for Heartland Automotive. They'll be coming back next month with additional details, but it looks like a substantial investment in new equipment and additional new job creation. And then out in the county, we've had some of our local employers over the last year do some expansions as well that provides opportunities for not just people here in Greencastle, but really in the county and our smaller communities and really in the surrounding counties as well. When you start looking at our commuting patterns, Greencastle is an employment center in West Central Indiana, and we're always happy to see our local firms expand and create new opportunities for folks.
And when you say abatement, I think you've been talking about the Heartland.
Yes.
For those who don't know what abatements, that's a tax break,
that's
right?
That's really a tax break, and we commonly refer to it as tax abatement, but it's really property tax phase-in. We're not giving up any of their existing tax payments, but on the new equipment, we phase in their taxes over a period of time, And for a lot of manufacturers, when they bring in new equipment, sometimes there's unforeseen costs, you know, both in training their employees and installing the equipment. So the abatement at the beginning of the time period is very helpful to help them address those new costs of installation. But then as that equipment becomes productive and starts making parts and things for their customers and starts generating revenue for the company, then over a period of time, their tax bill ramps up on that new equipment while they're still paying the taxes on their older equipment and their real estate.
All right, great. Anything else?
No, just would mention that there's gonna be a lot of fun things going on both in the community and on campus this summer. So we invite people to come pay us a visit, and we've got a lot of great things to show people.